This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war. Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Those words were from Thomas Jefferson, and they are a mindset and what it takes to preserve our nation. Christian faith is the foundation of how this nation was built, of how our founding documents were forged. It was not a place of compromise. And while unity is at the core of everything that we do in the principles of being American means something. And so there's always a line between unity and unity at any cost. Right now, more than ever, we as patriots who have been challenged with a long and enduring information war have to hold the line. We have to find the strength deep within us, because what we are fighting for is the preservation of the Republic. Ephesians 5:13-14. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything. And you are listening to episode 140, War Monk. Patriots, we are fast approaching what many believe to be the greatest threat to our constitutional republic. The threats of riots are real, and the need to be prepared has never been more important. We have already witnessed riots in cities across the United States, and more riots are promised following the election. Our nation's political uncertainty and civil unrest has added fuel to an already volatile climate. The question is, are you ready? Another round of quarantine seems to be ramping up, and shortages may very well follow. Those who are awake are using today to prepare for the worst. That's why I strongly recommend My Patriot Supply, the only source I personally use and trust for my emergency food preparedness plan. You can too. Right now, save $100 off a full 4-week supply of nutritious meals that supply 2,000 calories a day to save your life when panic and disaster hits and food disappears again from your local grocery store. Saving $100 is impossible to pass up, especially now. So go to preparewithbardsofwar.com and get ready. That's preparewithbardsofwar.com. There's no time to lose. Do it now. As we press forward towards the election day, I'm continuing to remind everybody that Bards FM podcast is also available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The direct link for Podbean is www.bards.fm. Patriots, we are all tired at this point in time. Depending on when you entered this fight, it's been a grind like nothing we could have ever imagined. Whether you started this fight years ago, or whether you started this fight at the moment when President Donald J. Trump, then candidate Trump, came down the escalator in 2015, or whether you started this fight even in the last few months, what we've had to process, sort through, and deal with on a daily basis has been a tremendous challenge for each person, both in terms of time, stresses on family, and even just the burden of information which we carry. But we are now entering into this window of the final assault before November 3rd. This is literally the most critical battle that we have faced in our country's history and very possibly in the history of humanity. The outcome of November 3rd will shape the world for decades to come, and the left knows that. And they are fighting with whatever they have left, all assets deployed, literally, to try to steal a victory at any cost. No matter what happens, what stops them is the loss of control of the narrative. And that's the information war that every one of us is part of. But it takes a mindset. Having spent 3.5 years in Afghanistan and worked with some of America's best, you do develop a very intense and focused mindset. War is not a part-time issue, and we are in a war. And that's hard for a lot of people to manage in a daily life. And it's also difficult for a lot of people to embrace fully because we want life to just be as it was. But the fact is that life will never be as it was, not if we want to preserve this nation. Life as it was got us to where we are. And that means that we accepted too much of our daily conveniences, of the pipe dreams of having that picket fence and 2.5 dogs and 3.5 kids and whatever else. We were living those statistical dreams to lead us to retirement, having no worries the rest of our life. And yet, for those that have traveled anything beyond the Western world, it's very evident that the rest of the world didn't live in those dreams. And if you've ever spent time traveling America's inner cities or depressed communities, you realize how much of that dream was just manufactured by Hollywood and fake news to distort from the realities of economic devastation that was waged upon our country since the end of the Reagan years. We face a monumental challenge that will only be accomplished if we maintain a focus of a warrior. But it has to be more than just a warrior. It has to be that grounded individual that understands the balance between maintaining truth and political awareness and keeping feet solid in faith and connected to God. And adding more challenge to that is it's not like we're working in an army where we have ranks of people that we can see. Each one of us is walking a path, very much like a monk. It's a lonely path many times because there's no one to share with many times other than the interactions that we have online. And yet, without us being fully committed to that path of faith and truth, regardless of who's around us, our country risks being lost once again. The role of the digital soldier is unprecedented in history. You're fighting a fight that even many soldiers in our ranks of our military can't fight, and you need to hold that very high and proud on your chest. You're fighting a fight alone many times, and most of our soldiers are not accustomed to that. My work in Afghanistan was unique because I literally did a lot of work by myself or with my interpreter only. No top cover, no big support packages that covered me if I was downrange. What I did going in and out, meeting with people, some very bad people, was up to me to get in and get out alive. It teaches you a true respect for being committed with a righteousness to fulfill that mission at any cost. It's the same type of strength that comes from the backbone of what makes America great, and it's the small business owner. Small business owner understands these things I'm talking about on a daily basis. You're living with faith and you're living with truth and you're building something that very few people can understand. And that's the spirit that America needs to keep itself revived and powerful. Through today's episode, I want to really look at sections throughout Ephesians, because Ephesians is more than just the armor of God. It's a very deep story about the type of fight that we have to wage and the type of person we have to be. Let me begin with Ephesians 4:11 to 14. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness of deceitful schemes. That passage gets to the center of what the awakening is really about. It's us growing up. It's moving ourselves from being children to being adults. And with it carries an incredible responsibility. We can no longer simply talk ideas. We have to walk what we talk. Faith and knowledge have to go hand in hand. And it's a commitment every single day that we put God and country and family before us in everything that we do. If our pursuits are built around the salary, the position, the title, the material things that we accumulate, we will end right back up where we were in 2 or 3 generations. But if we truly want to build something great, we have to think as our founding fathers were dreaming. We have to think generations ahead, and we have to give ourselves to God and the Republic for the preservation of something greater than ourselves. Consider Ephesians 2:1-10. And this is a long passage, but bear with me. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love for which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. There is so much in that passage, from the beginning of reminding us of where we were, and considering this was written by Paul, and it is so relevant today, Ephesians takes on a completely different form. The idea that there's a discussion of where we came from, that we were following the prince of the power of the air. The prince of the power of the air today are the frequencies and is the news and is the media that we're surrounded by. And that's what we were following, totally controlled. And by that nature, we ourselves had become children of wrath. Over the many generations, we have rejected God. We have separated ourselves from true faith. Whether or not you go to church, church and faith seem to be connected. So that if we don't go to church, it has become an attitude that too many don't have time to read the Bible, to read the scriptures, to pray, and to spend time with God. It becomes something optional in life. Faith and our commitment to God has never been an optional issue. And the more that we study what our founding fathers built in this nation, we begin to understand that this nation was never built with faith being optional either. The fact that our country is constructed around the principles of moral law and that the church and the state were separated is a critical foundational pillar for this entire nation and all the documents on which we're built upon. The teachings of faith are center to the preservation of our republic. It places us in perspective to what is truly important. If we pursue material wealth as our main pursuit in life, our republic will end up exactly where we are today. And it won't take long. Our life here has to be greater than ourselves, and it's truly not about how many things we collect, because none of that's going with us once we die. Each and every day has to be a struggle, has to be a pursuit, has to be a fight, has to be a dedication to those powerful pieces that ensure that our children's children, children that we don't even know, and generations yet unborn can have the guarantees of liberty and freedom. The true liberty that our founding fathers fought for, we don't even know. Our liberty today is shaped by rules and regulations and layers of man-made constrictions, all done by the political class and the elites to slowly erode our freedoms, to slowly degrade what we are as patriots of liberty in this country. And that's taken years to do, and it's been done very strategically. The rules, regulations, and promises have been used to separate the church from the people, to create churches as a special class of nonprofit organizations, so that they're no longer an integral part of our body politic, but they become this special little side thing where if you want to get some tax deduction, you can go throw some money at a church and then go back to your normal way. That was not the way the church was created by Christ, nor was it how the church was envisioned by our founding fathers. Faith and the teachings of Scripture were foundational to everything that we are, and they're inseparable from the preservation of our republic. Consider Ephesians 5:15-21. Look carefully when you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and being everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. The more that I read our Founding Father's writings, the more that it becomes clear that this passage was integral into the creation of the Republic. They visualized a place with respect to one another based on the foundations of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Christian faith is the center point, is the root of all that this great republic promises. And when we forget that, we get pulled off to the side into these quagmires of material want, possession, dislike for one another, the intolerance for one another, the greed that consumes us, and all of those elements of the children of wrath return to us. We are in a phase right now that as we walk as warriors, as literally warrior monks, we are growing up and maturing in our relationship with God and our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a daily grind, and it's a grind that demands of us each and every day that we fight hard, that we never quit, and most importantly, that we never bow to any man. Our republic is by and for the people, meaning that the people that we put in power are put there by us. For them to rule over us is to respect the Constitution in everything they do and to be grounded in faith to lead their decisions wisely under the umbrella of God. We have a commitment every day to pray, to maintain our faith, and above all to believe, to never lose focus on the responsibilities that we have as Americans, which is to be informed on the current day issues, but also to know our founding documents. And that includes knowing the scriptures so that we understand what our true responsibility and role is as citizens of this great nation. And we have to trust in God above all. We are all tired, patriots, but it's important wisdom to remember, a wisdom that was given to me by my own father, who was a pilot in the Navy and who did typhoon reconnaissance in the Pacific. And his words to me when I was just beginning to drive, and I'll never forget these words, always remember that the last 5 miles from home are the most dangerous part of the journey. When we start to see an end and we start to grab onto this idyllic hope, or we start to imagine ourselves being somewhere else and we lose focus on the moment, is when we slip. It's when you nod at the wheel and your car ends up in the ditch after driving 8 hours. And statistically, by the way, that absolutely proves true. How many accidents happen within about 5 miles from home after a long trip? We can't be that. We have to be that persistent patriot. And yes, at times we have to take a break and set aside and appreciate life as it is. But when we are engaged constantly, because constantly is that fight. Literally, fighting is everything. We are fighting all the time to keep truth and faith before us, involved with us, and to build that momentum. Because right now we're having to literally rewrite the script of the entire nation. We're having to go back to our founding fathers, rebirth that script that they gave us, those founding documents of what they truly meant, and bring them to life so that they become part of us in every single act that we do, every breath that we take every day. The mindset of war never stops. And it's where I say frequently, as I've already said, fighting is literally everything. It reminds me of Psalm 26:1-3. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity, and I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Prove me, O Lord, and try me. Test my heart and my mind. For your steadfast love is before my eyes, and I walk in your faithfulness. Always remember to never waver and never bend. This battle has been intense, especially when you've been hit hard, but life is that way. You're going to get rolled up in life whether you like it or not. The more that you push for greatness, the more that you're going to get hit. But it's not getting hit. It's being able to stand up. And it's being able to have the mindset to always win. In battle, you have time for only one thing, and that's to fight. If you don't fight, you die. So you either fight and you win, or you die fighting. But along the way, when you're with your team, no one cares about your feelings. No one cares about your excuses, and no one cares about your bemoaning of loss. But in the heat of the battle, and those battles come and go, we happen to be in a very intense window right now between now and the election. And in these moments, no matter what happens, you suck it up. You regroup no matter how hard you're hit. You focus, you get back up, and you fight to win. Again, fighting is everything. In the perspective of all of this, we have to remember that our faith is the grounding force of everything that we do, that we have to be armored mentally in the place to understand that every single day, in one fashion or another, we are in a war. Many days, it's just the spiritual war. In other days, it's informational. It might deal with finances. Maybe it's physical. But no matter what, every single day, we have to go through the process of stepping into that fight. And to armor, there's no better passage, in my opinion, than Ephesians 6:10 to 18. And it reads, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication." Patriots, we are the future, and how we walk this path will define what our children inherit and generations yet unborn. We're reclaiming a republic that was nearly lost. It was given away over years of complacency and years of separating ourselves from the foundational points that our country was built upon: faith and knowledge. We cannot let that happen again. Each one of us, in our own way, is a warrior monk. We're walking a quiet and often lonely path that demands of us everything that we can pull from within. We're tired at times, and yet we have to be strong. We have resistance around us of people that don't want to hear what we have to say, and yet we have to push forward. We are like the apostles, and Christ chose his apostles from a variety of life because he knew that the experiences of life that they brought gave them strength. So for each one of you, grab onto that strength of experience. Understand how important your role is, not just between now and the election, but for the rest of your life as a patriot in this nation. The paths that we build, the trails that we blaze, the others will follow. It's always easy to be a patriot after the work is done. But to be a trailblazer is truly what we are. We stand proud. We hold the flag high. We put our faith on our chest and before us unabashedly. And we never bend. Because we know above all things, we are accountable to God in everything that we do and every breath that we take. So stand strong, patriots, and be proud. Fight like never before between now and the election, and then don't ever stop fighting. God bless. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards FM podcast can be found on Podbean at www.bards.fm. You can also find the Bards FM podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, YouTube, and BitChute by entering Bards FM in the search bar on the respective apps or websites. Also remember to check out Bards of War Fighting is Everything documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. And if you would like to support the channel with a donation link is below. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individuals only. Interpretations of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards FM, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and Expedition Cafe are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.